بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا for attending once again. And this is the third of the third talk in a series of talks we have this week in Islamic awareness. And this one is entitled Messengers to Mankind, which I'm sure you can guess is about the Anbiya of Allah, the greatest men to have walked this earth. Before I introduce the Sheikh, just for the benefit of everyone, including the sisters, I just want to establish some rules, inshallah. Mobile phones, make sure they're on silent or they're off to prevent any disturbances. Secondly, we will have two portions to the event. One will be the actual talk. Secondly, we'll have an opportunity for your questions to be answered. So during the talk, write down your questions. Inshallah, that'll keep the flow going for the question Q&A session. Salim Chagatai, which we are honored here today, was born and raised in the UK. He is a khatib and a writer, and his interests include Islamic law and theology, comparative religion, philosophy and ideology, as well as aspects of political and social history. He has many years of experience of teaching and presenting Orthodox Islam to Muslims as well as non-Muslims. He is affiliated with several prestigious organizations, one of them being the Barnett Multi-Faith Forum, as well as MRDF, which stands for Muslim Research Development Foundation, as well as the famous Da'wah organization AYURA. And he is the director of the Clarity Institute. So subhanAllah, we have a person of knowledge here. Inshallah, give him your full attention. Inshallah, maybe you can learn something. Without any further delay, I'll pass it to the Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'd start by saying actually I'm not a Sheikh on two counts. One, I've not hit that level in terms of knowledge, and also I'm still less than 40, so alhamdulillah, that's one thing to be happy about, the second one anyway. So, jazakallah khair for the brothers, Ali for his introduction. We're covering the subject of messengers to mankind, the prophets of God. And I didn't want to give this subject attention before and without covering some other issues first, but it's very important that we see how the issue of risala, the issue of messengership, is something which is very important in the issue of messengership is very important in the whole scheme of the divine communication, the communication between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His servants, His creation. So first of all, we need to understand that this is a very essential and part of the human experience. This is something that we as human beings should expect. The reason for this is, in the same way that this plastic cup, this microphone, this screen, this keyboard, this table, the chair that you're sitting on, in the same way that these items have a form and function, this implies explicitly and implicitly that these things have been made by somebody or something with some intelligence or some design involved. So there stands to reason that we as human beings who are more advanced than all the things that I have mentioned, it makes sense to accept from a purely logical and rational basis that we as human beings have been designed or created. And I think this is something which is important to mention. Because if that is the case, and we have the consciousness to understand and recognize our creator, our designer, then at that point we need to really understand that there is a need for some kind of relationship between the creator and the created. And for that relationship to be manifest, there needs to be some communication. given that we are the ones that are limited, weak, and needy, then all we will be able to do is to come at least to the conclusion that there is our designer and our creator out there, which we have to have a relationship with. And this communication inherently means that it is this that is going to answer the three fundamental questions. Those questions are, who are we? Where do we come from? Where are we going? And by who are we, what are we actually doing here? What are we doing on this planet? So therefore, this communication will define the purpose of human beings. Because it seems absurd that this cup has a purpose and will be used for that purpose, yet we human beings wouldn't. That would be very absurd. That would be considered ridiculous. Absurd. So therefore, this communication will provide the defining purpose of human beings and also information about those things which our human intellect cannot comprehend due to its limitations. Because at the end of the day, human beings can only make assumptions. They can only make assumptions. If they're left to their own devices, they can only make educated or uneducated guesses about the profound questions of this life. And often these are disastrous ones. Often these assumptions or these conclusions gleaned from those assumptions will motivate human beings to act in a very despicable manner. Maybe resulting in genocide, resulting in oppression, resulting in the propping up of themselves as kings or royalty and oppress the people who are much weaker than them. So we as human beings, being limited and biased, because all of us cannot have the total experience of life in general. We've all come from various countries, from various social classes, various backgrounds. So therefore, we can only talk within the context of where we've come from our background. Which therefore means that our consciousness will also tell us that this communication, this relationship, this understanding between us and the Creator will also give us what we term morality. Because brothers, the issue is that morality, when people talk about morals, without reference to God, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can really show somebody how ridiculous it is. Why? Because if morality is not fixed and can change due to whatever theories are out there, evolution, due to democratic will, meaning whatever the majority of people in any particular area decide, then they will have to end up with a number of very unpalatable conclusions. One of which is that if people decide to exterminate another people democratically, then this would have to be considered good. And this is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. This was an elected, democratically elected government. Hitler's government was democratically elected. And while the Jews were being persecuted before they were exterminated, the public turned a blind eye. Because they felt, he's our leader, he knows best. We've elected him. So that's from the democratic will side. What about from the evolution side? Because if you believe that all we are is just a collection of molecules, then surely killing people is just rearranging the molecules. You're just removing one molecule from another set. You also have a very primitive view of human beings. You will think that men and women need to be treated in the same way.